Man 10, a down-the-middle explanation of world events. I'm Carl Azus, glad to be starting off the week with you. The U.S. state of Georgia has just passed a significant new law concerning elections. It's making news not only because it affects how voting is handled in the Peach State, but because several other states are looking at passing similar laws, and many of these changes are opposed by the Biden administration. Here's what's new in Georgia. Early voting will be expanded in most places, meaning people will have more days and longer hours when they can vote in person. For runoff elections, when a second vote is held because no candidate clearly won the first, these will be shortened from 9 weeks to 4 weeks. For absentee ballots, when people don't vote in person, voters will be required to show a form of identification, like a driver's license or state ID number, when they request or turn in an absentee ballot. And they'll have to request these ballots and send them back sooner as well. The new law also says that within a certain distance of a polling place or voters standing in line, it's illegal to display campaign material or to offer gifts, food, or drinks to voters. People who oppose this part of the law say it's wrong to prevent giving food or water to those who are waiting. Supporters of the rule say handouts to voters can unfairly influence whom they vote for. There's a partisan divide in general over voting changes like these. Republicans generally support them, saying they're needed to protect the fairness of elections and prevent voter fraud, especially when it comes to mailed-in ballots. Democrats generally oppose these changes, saying they make it harder for people to vote and that they unfairly target voters who traditionally support Democrats. U.S. President Joe Biden says he'll do everything he can to stop similar efforts to change voting laws. Last November, he became the first Democratic presidential candidate to win in Georgia since 1992, and two Democrats won U.S. Senate seats in Georgia's runoff elections in January. Bills to tighten up voting access have been introduced recently in more than 40 U.S. states. What remains to be seen is how many of these states will pass new election laws and whether the federal government will set new national rules. 10-second trivia. Which of these historic ships was launched first? HMS Bounty, USS Constitution, Bismarck, or HMS Endeavor? Of these options, the Endeavor was oldest. It sailed for Tahiti in 1768. The more modern cargo ship we told you about last week, the Ever Given, was still stuck when we produced this show Sunday night. Since it ran aground last Tuesday, the Ever Given has been single-handedly blocking the Suez Canal in Egypt, and that's the fastest maritime passageway between Europe and East Africa, India, and Oceania. Hundreds of ships have joined the line to get through the Suez Canal. Lloyd's List, a shipping news company, estimates that the global shipping industry is losing $400 million per hour because of the delay. There have been multiple attempts to free the ship at high tide, and Egypt's president has ordered that some cargo containers be removed from the vessel to lighten its load.
Efforts continue to dislodge the massive container ship blocking one of the world's most important waterways. But the ship has only budged slightly. Almost as long as the Empire State Building is tall, the Ever Given got stuck Tuesday, navigating through a sandstorm and 40-knot winds. Initially, it was thought that high winds in a sandstorm were the cause for the grounding of the Ever Given. Now we've heard from the chairman of the Suez Canal Authority that perhaps human and technical error are also to blame. Dredging continues as attempts to free the carrier during high tide weren't successful enough to refloat the ship. With around 12% of global trade volume typically passing through the Suez Canal, countries around the world are pitching in. The Dutch salvage company brought in to help is sending a crane and two tugboats heavier than these, hoping to free the ship before its precarious position gets worse.
You have to start worrying about the vessel rolling. You have to worry about the vessel cracking. The nightmare scenario of all time is the vessel breaks apart. And that would be not weeks or days of salvage, but months.
Meanwhile, traffic remains at a standstill in a waterway that normally handles the equivalent of $10 billion a day in cargo. More than 320 ships are backed up in either direction. Their only alternative is to divert around the southern tip of Africa, adding about a week to the journey.
This is going to be costing extra fuel, an extra 3,500 miles, 7 days steaming. So we're going to about to see, you know, it in the pocketbook here real soon.
The backlog will also be costly for vessels waiting in place. About a dozen are carrying livestock at risk of dying if the situation is not resolved within a few days. Japanese shipping company Shoei Kisen Keikei, who owned the Ever Given, told CNN they're bracing for lawsuits, but insists their priority right now is refloating the ship as soon as possible. Executives even bowed an apology Friday, but with costs skyrocketing for the global shipping industry, saying sorry might not be enough.
In 2019, during the Christian Holy Week between Palm Sunday and Easter, the roof of Europe's most famous Gothic cathedral caught fire. No one was hurt when the top of Notre Dame went up in flames, and many of its artifacts survived, from its bell towers to its great organ to a crown of thorns that some believe is the crown of thorns that was placed on the head of Jesus Christ. Authorities still don't know what caused the fire, but 2 years later, during this Holy Week of 2021, experts are moving forward to rebuild the medieval monument.
It was one of the most heartbreaking sights of a tragic afternoon. The towering spire of the Cathedral of Notre Dame came crashing to the ground as a devastating fire swept through the roof. But now, a more encouraging image of spires crashing down. In a forest south of Le Mans, France, a harvest of mighty oaks is underway. The first of 200-year-old trees needed to rebuild the spire and roof support beams destroyed by the fire. In all, 1,000 trees will be needed.
Well, there's been some opposition from environmental groups about the use of centuries-old trees to rebuild Notre Dame. The forestry people here say it's a testament to the richness of natural resources in this country that in this forest alone, there are more than 100,000 trees that are over 150 years old.
At the church itself, there is no resounding pipe organ playing just yet, but as CNN discovered when it got rare access to the cathedral, the walls have been cleaned and stabilized. Some of the stained glass windows and ancient stone statuary already restored. There remains a gaping hole in the roof, though, covered only with plastic to keep out the elements. For that, workers are now building 90-foot-tall walls of scaffolding inside the cathedral, which will eventually support a temporary platform for restoring Notre Dame's unique vaulted ceiling, much of which was destroyed or damaged in the fire. Architects say once the platform is in place, precisely engineered wooden arches will provide the bracing to reconstruct the star-formed stone ceiling vaults. Once all that is done, the engineers will turn their attention to rebuilding the roof itself, reconstructing the spire, and replacing the interior roof beams using the oak that is now being cut, exactly in the same fashion as those that were destroyed in the fire.
There were hundreds of ideas from the public suggesting more modern ways to rebuild Notre Dame, but in the end, President Macron decided that it should be rebuilt exactly as it was, albeit with better fire protection.
Reconstructing the cathedral as it was seems to be, more or less, a popular idea.
Let's say you're wandering around Washington State one night and you just happen to look up and see this. You're probably going to have some questions. Was it a shooting star, meteor shower, comet, or aliens? Experts say probably not. They believe it was the remains of a SpaceX rocket that recently carried dozens of satellites into orbit. The rocket apparently didn't burn up properly and caused the light show instead. It wasn't expected to hurt anything. Does this mean there's nothing to atmosphere? Does it go against outdoor burning laws? At least the cleanup will be a debris. It's as fast as a rocket and plays a starring role in the night sky, even if at the end of the day, you're witnessing a breakup. I'm Carl Azuz for CNN 10, Prattville High School in Prattville, Alabama. You guys are like Fridays. Thank you for subscribing and leaving a comment on our YouTube channel.